It's time for sports here on KNKX, and the Mariners play their home opener on Monday afternoon at Safeco Field. They started the season on the road with some new faces and some new injuries. KNKX sports commentator Art Teal talked with 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick about the team's chances this season.
Art, the Mariners made some changes in the offseason. What were their objectives heading into this new year?
They had to get younger, faster, more athletic, less reliant on starting pitching and the home run, and make a stronger bullpen so that he didn't strain starting pitching. And they did a decent enough job, I think, filling some spots, but it's really going to be high adventure because there's not a lot of depth backing them up.
So how do you think they're doing with what they had set out to change about the team?
They filled two key positions, the corner outfield spots. They were really struggling with it last year. And in right field, they've got a rookie, Mitch Haniger, who lit it up in spring training. Everybody was very excited about his performance at the plate, and he's a good athlete in right field. In left field, they have Jared Dyson, who is 32 years old, has been the fourth outfielder for the Kansas City Royals for several years, and he is really, really fast. And his athleticism in the field and on the bases is a real asset, something that the Mariners haven't had. So those two positions are filled. The highlight of the Mariner offseason was the acquisition from Arizona of Gene Segura. He came over along with Haniger in the trade with the Arizona Diamondbacks for Taijuan Walker and Ketel Marte. Segura is a real deal, top of the lineup guy, hits 280, feels his position well. A very solid acquisition. They also added several relief pitchers that makes for a sturdier bullpen if these guys can get healthy. They started with three relievers on the disabled list entering the season, and that's going to be a difficult thing if they don't get healthy. But the real weakness in this team is the starting rotation. Felix Hernandez, Hisashi Iwakuma, and James Paxton all had some health issues last year. If they're all healthy, it's going to be pretty good, but the number four guy, a new guy they acquired, Drew Smyly, is already on the 60-day disabled list. That was a big blow for this team starting the season. And the fifth guy, Yovani Gallardo, is a journeyman. He had an ERA over 5 last year, and I don't see any miracles being worked with him. So those five pitchers in the rotation all have question marks, and that's really a vulnerability for a Major League Baseball team.
Well, the Mariners won 86 games last year, just missed the playoffs. Do you think they can improve on 86 this year?
If they have good health with all the position players and the five in the rotation, they can improve incrementally, 87, 88. If they get lucky, 90. But already they're not lucky with Smyly down and the relief pitching not where they want it to be. It's really going to be hard to get better than 86. If they do, they're going to be at the edge of the wild card again. I think they could get that, ending that 16-year drought. But really, there's not a lot of depth on this team. If other people go down besides Drew Smyly, it's going to be a struggle to get back to 86.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, like this walrus.
Talk. Roar. Growl.
88.5 KNKX on knkx.org and NPR1.